You're listening
to the When Life Hands You Lemons podcast.
But in an entry-level film production, it's one strike and you're out. You're fired. I'm not calling you back.
If your goal today is to make a basket, we're going to make that basket.
The minute you create something, as soon as it's made tangible, you have a copyright in it.
How do I get our guys to sound that big, you know, that full when they do the harmonies?
And I'm your host, Lennon Seahawk. Let's get to the show. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of When Life Hands You Lennons. I am absolutely thrilled and ecstatic for this episode. I am still coming down off of the excitement from this conversation. This week's episode features Matthias, who is the lead vocalist for the Italo Brothers. And for those who don't know who the Italo Brothers are, they're kind of a Euro dance group based in Europe. And I have been a fan of them for years. They are one of my favorites. I have a ton of their music in my library and have followed them for, like I said, years. In fact, they're one of the groups that turned me on to dance music. And they still, to this day, keep me in that dance realm. So I was absolutely thrilled to sit down and have this conversation with Matthias, and hearing his story, hearing how they really got into the nitty-gritty of starting up the Italo Brothers, how the name came about. We talk about what it's like creating in coronavirus. We talk about him creating music. This is his full-time thing. It has been for many years. The transition that the Italo Brothers have went through, and also their new label deal with Virgin Records on Universal Music Group. And we get into that, like the nitty-gritty on that and how the creative direction goes and if they still have full control or if it's kind of over to the label. And we talk about some of the new music that is coming up, as well as their newest track with Kaiza. Well, depending on what time you're listening to this, it might not be new anymore. But at the time of this podcast, their newest release is Let Go with Kaiza. So we talk about that and that collaboration as well, and the track and how it's so much different than their typical Eurodance music. So again, I am just still just absolutely excited for this conversation. Like I said, I've been a fan of them for years, and I'm so excited to share this with you. But before we do, I want to remind you to please sign up to my mailing list. You can find that on my website, which is lennonseahawk.com, as it helps me notify you when new episodes like this amazing conversation are live. I would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, as it helps the show get discovered by new listeners. And also follow me on Instagram. I am working on posting some new content and sharing my daily life there. So if you're interested in that, I'm always happy to answer any questions there as well. If you have any questions about the show, if you share the show, tag me in that. Would love to interact with you and see how you're discovering and learning what you're learning from the show. And lastly, if you or somebody you know would be a good guest for the show, please fill out the guest request form, also linked in the show notes below. So, without further ado, it is my great honor to introduce Matthias from the Italo Brothers. Let's jump in to the show. I'm so excited that you were able to jump on and chat with me. I've been a fan of the Italo Brothers for, hell, years.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Stamp on the Ground is one of my favorites.
Thank you.
So that's such a classic. And just the Euro dance genre in general is just like Cascada, Empire One, that type of thing. It's all
nice,
kind of right up my alley. I love that kind of music. So
great to hear that.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so excited to chat with you. Glad we could make it work.
Sure.
First of all, for those who are listening and don't really understand or know much a lot about the genre and what you guys do, tell us a little bit about the Italo Brothers, and then we'll kind of stem from there.
Yeah. I mean, the Italo Brothers started in 2005. That's us. That's three guys. We started in a basement in a small town called Norton. That's where we all grew up. So we started in the basement just doing some Italo dance music. Have been pretty inspired by artists like Gigi D'Agostino or Gabri Ponte. And we really liked that kind of music style and decided to go for that. But it was just for fun. I mean, no one had any plans of signing any label contracts or doing bigger things out of this. It was more like, let's make some music for ourselves so we can listen to it in the car, for example. So it was seriously just for fun. It took us 2 years till one of our friends took a CD to the label in Cologne, Germany, and showed it to some guys from Zooland Records. And then we got a call, and I took the phone, and they were like, hey, it's us from Zooland Records, and we heard some tracks of you, and I'm pretty blown away, and would like to sign you on our label. And I was like, okay. They asked us about the name. And I was looking at the other two guys, Chris and Zach, at that time, and I was like, they want a name. They want a damn name. Help me out here. And so we were like, yeah, we do something with Italo dance. And the other guys were like, it's just brothers. And I was like, yeah, Italo brothers, because, you know, Italo dance, and we're like brothers to each other. So that's how it should be. So they wrote Italo brothers in the contract. And since then, our name is Italo Brothers, and that's when things, actually changed, that we made released.
You made it the government name.
Yeah,
as they usually say. So did you guys know each other? Did you guys go to school and stuff together, or how did you guys kind of meet?
Not really. It's actually more our parents that know each other or knew each other at that time. Christian invited me to his studio. He's the one who owned the studio at that time. And I was like, wow, I'd really like to see a studio like this. Personally, I was just singing by myself in the shower while doing homework, listening to the radio, you know? Mm-hmm. And then Chris invited me to show me his studio. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And and he showed me some tracks that he was working on. And catch me while I was just singing along. There was nothing that I thought about at all. I was just inspired to sing, you know, that vibe that you get into. And I was like, oh, that's a cool cover of Tracy Chapman, I Belong to You. Yeah, I remember it very clearly. So I was singing to that. And he was like, you step over there and take the mic, and then you do exactly the same than you did like 5 minutes ago.
Sure.
And that's how things started. And then we started recording our own tracks. And yeah, I mean, I was like 16 years old at that time.
Wow.
Yeah. And now I'm 32, and that's what we've been doing the last 15 years. Yeah.
And you guys do it full time, I'm assuming?
Yes, we do. Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it's a fun story.
Yeah, it is. And I think for a lot of musicians, it's kind of a dream to be able to do music full time. And it's not something that is easily attainable. It takes a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears.
It does. Yeah.
So tell us about the creation process for you guys. Like, are you writing the lyrics? Who's doing the producing? Break us down with kind of who's doing what. Is it kind of all a team effort? Like, what's it like?
It's actually a big team now. Now we're four guys. It's okay. Chris is still there. Zach is out doing some medium music now and decided to leave at a point. That was in 2015. So Chris is still there, and we added Dietmar and Hanno. Hanno is doing the production. Dietmar is doing a big part of lyrics. Chris is a singer-songwriter still, as he has always been, and I'm a part of writing lyrics and doing singer-songwriting too. So that's how we all come together. So actually, we're four guys working on the tracks that we do. Plus, if it fits, some extern singer-songwriters from Germany or other places. So that's how we work. And these days, it's a lot of Zoom, because I'm based in Denmark and the other guys are still in Germany. So we're Zooming a lot.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
we do. But it works pretty well, to be honest. I'm surprised that it's working that good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice, it's giving different possibilities, new possibilities. Also when touring, I mean,
sure.
now you really consider if you take your external mic with you and actually use the time that you have at the hotel or even in the backstage to just be creative together. Yeah. So that's something that we learned the last month, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And you do all the vocals, right? You're the singer?
Yes, I do. Yeah, okay. That's been the case since the very first beginning, yeah.
Okay. And does anybody else sing, or do they just like, oh, you we'll leave it to you?
They do sing. Chris is singing, but he never really felt like being on stage with his vocals. He's like more singing for himself on weddings.
Sure.
Big crowds, that's not really his thing. So okay. So it's me that has been on the vocals from the first beginning, yeah.
Sure. I know you said that it's been interesting during the pandemic and with all the whole change in no touring and all that stuff. What's it been like in addition to that? Like, what other things are you doing aside from Zooming? Like, are you guys doing socially distanced meetups at the studio? Are you just sending files back and forth? Like, what's that like?
That's actually how we do it, sending files back and forth as you mentioned. I mean, that we considered meeting up like some weeks ago. We're like, the situation is okay, we can probably meet up in the studio, but in the end we were like, it's just not the right thing to do, and it works over Zoom and Skype, and let's just keep it that way. And I mean, you're in okay contact this way too. I mean, we're talking a lot and it's fine, but for example, the other two guys, they have been to an extern songwriting like a week ago where they wrote two songs, and I couldn't be part because I was off and had work to do. And my daughter at home, and they send the instrumentals now by a Dropbox in different heights, and I have my vocal booth here at home, so I can find the right height for me and to do some demo vocals, so they can use it and send it to the label, and it works pretty fast. I mean, I got the instrumentals this morning. I did recording like 11 or 12 and send it back, so at 2 p.m. we were done with that. So it's pretty fast, and that's how it works these days, and that's cool. We're really, really productive.
That's great. Yeah. Sounds like you can kind of just pick up and work at your own time, you know, and you're able
to spend, it really works. Yeah,
spend time with your family a little bit more and just
absolutely,
you know, I mean, because it sounds like if you have to go to the studio, you have to be there for the whole time. And, you know, maybe they're tweaking the mix and fixing stuff in production. And then you're just sitting there kind of twiddling your thumbs like, when do I get to go on?
Exactly.
So how long does it typically take? Are you able to record a vocal in, you know, an hour or 2 hours? Or does it take you longer? Or
that really depends on the track. Yeah. Sometimes it's really done after an hour. Sometimes you're so focused and working on perfectionist that you mm-hmm. would like to spend longer on this. So you take like 2 hours and say, give me one more take. I think I can do it better. And then it's like the third hour. And so it really depends on the track and what Hanno as a producer also can hear on the recording, if that's fine and that what he needs. So I trust in what he says. And if he says, hey, Matthias, it's enough. I got a lot of lines here, so that's so fine. Yeah, then that's just how it is. But sometimes I'm a little perfectionist and try to do it a bit better. And just give me one more take, and I think so very motivated to do it as best as good as I can do. But it's Hanno who takes the decision in the end and says, "It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Get out of there."
Sure. And I mean, you don't want to go back to a track and listen to it and just hear that one part and just cringe, you know, or when you have to perform it, it's like, oh my gosh, exactly. I wish I would have done that differently.
Just one more time. Just one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. As mentioned, Hanno. No, it depends on the track.
And are you recording the tracks yourself, or do you have somebody kind of helping you, or are they doing it remotely, controlling like a Logic or Pro Tools for you?
We record on ourselves, yeah.
Okay.
Hanno has all tools. He has a studio working with Logic, and yeah.
Wow.
That works. He's very good in editing vocals, and that isn't a problem, no.
Interesting. So how... Are you guys doing any type of performing now? Are you doing like live streams or conferences, anything like that? Or are you just focusing on writing music?
Yeah, we have been writing a lot of songs since March. I mean, we're up on 19 tracks now since March, is like more than an album. And as mentioned, we've been really productive, and that's what we've been focusing on. But we had a few shows up in Scandinavia, up in Norway, performed 8 shows all in all. Big time restrictions, max 300 people sitting around a table or standing on the table, but they had to be at the table, 10 people maximum around one table, face mask when you go into backstage, when you leave backstage. So, but it was actually, it was cool for me because it was just nice to be on tour again. I mean, if there's 300, if there's 5,000, 10,000, these days it's just nice to see that people enjoy live music and that they really want to go out and just have a good time, and they don't really care about the restriction. I mean, they care about it, but but they are fine with it, and they're just happy that there is live music. So they enjoy, and when I can see that they enjoy, I have a really good time on stage too. So it was nice to go on tour again, also just to see my tour manager again that I haven't seen since the beginning of March, and we've always called each other. But when you've been on tour with the same tour manager for 10, 11 years, every weekend regularly, and then you really get to used to each other. And when you don't see each other for like 4 or 5 months, it's like, whoa, you gained weight. No, it's just nice, because a big part of all this music life, artist life on tour is like being together and enjoying time. There's a lot of time that you spend aside of being on stage, and that's big time missing on both sides. So it was cool to just be on tour and live like a regular life, to get back there just for 2 weeks it was, and then the restrictions have been that tough again that it was not possible to get up to Norway, because I crossed the red zone in Copenhagen and Denmark, which means that you have to be in quarantine for 10 days, and didn't make it possible for us to go back to Norway. And it's a tough time when we talk live gigs, but that's what we've been doing live.
Interesting. Well, so, I mean, these people become like family, and then having to like not see them for, you know, months, even months, that, you know, 6 months is not that long a time compared to 10, 11 years.
No, but
it feels like forever when they become family, and, you know, just FaceTiming and calling and Zooming is just not the same.
Absolutely.
Than working with them on tour. So, I mean, at least you guys can do live shows, correct? It's like,
We can, yeah.
I mean, here in the States, we can't even do live shows yet. We're still way behind. we're still quarantining. Like, there's no live shows. There's no gatherings. They still have businesses shut down for, you know, non-essential businesses. And there are certain states that have less restrictions than certain other states, but it's still pretty locked. There's no live shows going on at all.
No, not at all. No live music at all.
No, unfortunately. So we're kind of resorting to like live streaming, and some people are socially distancing, like drive-in shows. The Chainsmokers did that in New York, but they got hammered down because they didn't follow protocol. And so unfortunate. But
no matter what you try and how you try it, it's you have to be aware that you might get the middle finger back.
And it's just like, just got to be careful with other people's health and safety.
Absolutely. Most important.
So what are the restrictions there? Like, are they easing up? Are they getting better? Like, are you guys on the road to fully opening? Are you fully open?
Not at all. We're actually going back to March, April month now.
Oh, wow.
Where they have to be more strict about restrictions again, and have to close businesses again. And it's different. I mean, now I'm in Denmark. It's okay up here. It's it's worse in Germany, and that's like 2 hours drive from here. So restrictions here are that you have to wear a face mask in public transport. And when you enter a restaurant, sure, you can take the face mask off as soon as you sit at the table. But when you go into shops or, do the groceries, you don't have to wear a face mask up here in Denmark. In Germany, it's a different, it's a different thing. Mm. That's why you have to wear a face mask always, everywhere and all the time. So when I had my family up for visits some weeks ago, they really enjoyed, because they almost have forgotten how it feels to go without a face mask. So they were like, oh, can I just enter this shop without? And I was like, yeah, it's fine here. So, but yeah, they couldn't believe it. So they it's crazy to see how people get used to the new situation and the restrictions. And it's like, I even talked to friends that were like, I'm not even sure if I miss this going out any longer, like going to clubs or something. I mean, I can't even remember how that feels. So that's really scary when I hear something like this. Like, we're partying at home and that's so fine. I mean, the booze is cheaper and we got our Spotify list, so it's all fine. And I mean, if you want to meet a girl, go on Tinder or Facebook. And so so what do I miss here? So that's where I think, okay, damn, it's 6 months, but you changed, you know? It's like the mindset is already completely different, and I'm very excited to see how we get back to normal on some points. Hopefully, let's see how all this turns out.
Yeah, I mean here in that sounds like a dream. I mean here in Los Angeles, we have to wear a mask anytime we're in public. I have to go in the grocery stores. They still don't have dining inside restaurants. You can't go inside and eat. It's all like patio dining, which makes sense because Los Angeles kind of became a hot spot. But I think we opened too quickly. But yeah, it's just interesting to see how other countries are kind of handling it, and how everybody's life is kind of returning and in different stages of quote unquote normal. But anyways, so you guys have a new song that came out. Kisa? Is that how you pronounce it? Kisa.
It's Kisa.
Kisa. Okay. Kisa. And I've seen their name before, and they've been on a couple other tracks. So, tell us about that track, because it's a lot different than your standard like upbeat kind of Euro dance track. It's got a very Chainsmokers vibe to it. I was listening to it.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we've been changing style several times. Sure, the last 15 years, always, did the music that we felt we love to do. I mean, that's how we keep it. As soon as we feel, oh, that's really cool, we got inspired by stuff, as we did like back in the past, where was Italo dance? We're like, okay, let's do Italo dance, and we're like, okay, EDM, that's really coming strong. Let's try some EDM music, and we're like, oh, so we did like EDM music and turned the BPM number down and thought, yeah, that's something that we can do too. So we're changing all the time, and now we have a new management since last year. It's like 10 month ago. Big Me, the guy sitting in Hamburg, Germany, and have a new label deal with Universal / Virgin Records from Berlin, and it feels like a fresh start. To be honest, because we're a bigger team now and focused on to get the biggest thing out of it, and always have opened for a new style and for new input, as I mentioned, extern songwriting and so on. We've been pretty close the last 15 years, and just decided to get some new input in, and that's probably something that you can hear on the new track too. So it's all a development. Us as humans, individuals, we've been developing the last 15 years, and you change your taste, and that's just what we really love right now. that kind of music, and that's how we felt, and that's just why we wanted to do it. So suddenly there was Let Go released, and got a cool feature with Kaisa on it, and really blessed that she's a part of it. So
yeah, it's a great track, and it's super interesting. It's a lot different than what you guys typically do. It's a lot slower than what you guys typically do, but it works. It's really an interesting kind of a summer track. So when you're working on and transitioning different styles, like what's the transition kind of like? Like, I mean, I know it's kind of like you like, that works, that's really cool, let's roll with that. But how, I'm trying to like, I got the wording in my head, but I can't get it out. So let's go ahead a little bit. Do you guys strictly do it yourself, or do you have influence from the label that kind of helps you direct, or is it like strictly, do they leave it all the way up to you guys?
They leave it all the way up to us. And that's something that really means a lot to us. I mean, sure. As mentioned, we have been a pretty close project the last 15 years. We're sure. Like, we do it ourselves and want to produce ourselves. We like to release it ourselves. It's okay with Zooland Records because they have been there from the beginning and they knew that's how the guys work. Let them do the work. It's going to work. Mm. And that was really important when we... got into the deal with Universal, that we still have this freedom that we can start at some point and do the music that we love, and we have like big time output, and then they can see if there's something in this big pool of tracks that they like the most, because all the songs that we put into that pool, that's music that we really like and would like to release, so they can pick, and there's always a track or two or three that they really love and think, yeah, that works. Oh, very cool. Because we try so many different styles, and I'm not afraid to try something new, or just go fast or go slow. And I mean, now we have like a pool of 29 tracks or something since December last year. And there's some good stuff in that map, in that folder. So it's just more about to find the right release date to come with the next track. Yeah. And I can tell you style will change also with the next tracks. Might be there's one that's a little faster again, because it's not like that we frame ourselves into that's how it has to be from now on. Not at all. It's certainly going to change from time to time.
Sure, and you got to go with what you guys feel is good.
Absolutely. Roll with it. You listen to your own song, and you can feel something, hear something, and that's why you have to say, no matter what, we're going to release this now. Mm-hmm. And we know there's some hardcore fans that have been following us since 2005 that would love... Yeah, exactly. Hey, Lennon. That would love to get more hands up Eurodance music out of us. Right now, that's just what we love to do. Is a song like Let Go was just perfect and felt perfect for us, and that's why we release it. And might be there's as mentioned, and the next song might be faster. Or we're back to hands up speed, or we just go with the flow and do how we feel it's best.
Yeah. And it's so interesting to how the sounds kind of evolve. And I mean, you can listen to any big artist. Like I'm a big fan of Kygo, and just listening to his music from when he first started, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and first started growing to what he is now. And it's like, just his sound has changed so much. And it's so interesting, because we as humans evolve and change with times, and, you know, we just have our ears change, and, you know, we meet different people and we have different experiences, and then that has to like influence the sound and our lyrics and vocals and just the way we do things. And I think that is so cool, and that's what makes music such a great thing.
Yeah, and also makes listeners to go on a journey. I mean, if I go on our Spotify playlist and start like from Colors of the Rainbow or The Moon, like back at 2006 or something, and you go through the tracks until today in 2020, that's like that same band. I mean, even my vocals, of course, have been changing the last 15 years. And it's like, I think it's exciting to go on that journey. It's really, really cool to also listen to your own tracks, like from the very first beginning until now, because it's like, oh my God, have we really released that track?
Yeah.
that's embarrassing. No, but it's a cool journey, and every single track that we released, as mentioned, has been a track that we really loved at that time, and because it's our history, we still love every single one that we came out with. So it's cool. We're pretty proud that we've been doing this for 15 years now, because there's not that many bands, especially in dance music, out there that have been able to do this for 15 years in a row.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm looking at like Cascada. They're still around. Still releasing music.
Yeah.
Trying to get Natalie on the show as well. I would love to get her on the show.
I'll let her know.
Yeah, cool. I would appreciate that. Give her that little push.
Absolutely.
I love her. She's one of the main reasons that actually, because I discovered her and her every time we touch that first album, it's a classic. It's still one of my favorite albums, and it is the reason I got into dance music and why I discovered you guys. Became a fan of you guys because you guys are all kind of in that same genre pool.
Listen to this, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Love her voice, love the style. Mani and Yanu, all of them are just incredible.
Yeah.
And speaking of Color of the Rainbow, I love that song. I still have it on my Apple Music. I still listen to it when it comes up. I jam to it.
It's
a great track.
Still catchy, huh?
Very catchy. Very catchy. And I think, what was it? When I saw you guys' name, a publicist reached out, I think it was a week or two ago, and I saw, I'm like, oh shit, the Italo brothers, they're still going. I knew you guys were still going, but I hadn't heard from you in a while. And I'm like, oh, I love them. So I went back and started listening to all your old tracks, and POD was in my library.
Yes.
Another classic, one of my favorites. But yeah, this is just so great. So thankful that you guys. That
we keep going.
It. Yeah.
Promise.
So, with your new label deal, are you guys exclusive? Are you exclusively signed to Virgin Records, or can you throw more music on Zooland, or how does that kind of work?
We are exclusive on Universal.
Okay.
For the next years. Yes. We made a deal there. Yes.
Okay. And you guys, you said you're going to have some upcoming kind of dance. You're going to change to the slower stuff, some of the faster stuff. They're kind of giving you that liberty to pick and choose.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what makes it so cool.
Yeah.
The ones working at Universal, some of them have been at Sony before and have been working with Summer Air. So they know the project and they know how it works. So it's nice that we have the possibility to work free.
So yeah, that's
cool. Helps a lot. And I think it's most important in music that the artist or the artists can feel that what they do still matters most. I mean, that's most important, that what comes out of the studio, that you really can feel, okay, there was something going on that you can feel the creativity and the fun around the track. And so that's really what we need, else we wouldn't have said yes to the deal. So
yeah, absolutely. So I mean, obviously it's still crazy with everything going on, and touring is still, who knows.
Who knows? Do you have any guess, Lennon, when we are back to normal, or what's your normal, or is there any normal?
I don't think there's going to be. Well, and then now our President Trump got coronavirus like last night or something. So now the world is, Jesus, it just never ends. It just doesn't end.
All prices went down and all that stuff.
Yeah, everything, everything is going down. When it comes back, what is a typical, what are you guys looking to do touring wise? Are you looking to, you know, release an album and then tour? Are you looking to just get back on and play some of the old stuff? Like what is that kind of hopeful dream look like?
We're mainly focused on releasing more tracks in a higher frequency, to be honest, like every 4 months, for example, so that people don't have to wait a whole year. I mean, now we had to fix some stuff that old contracts in the past, and Zulan had to be okay about us leaving, and Universal and signing contracts there, and there was a lot of stuff,
lengthy,
and a lot of signings, and
paperwork
and cleaning up and so on. So it has been years since Ocean Breeze has been released, and now it just feels so great to be back where you actually release music. So we are so excited about the next single to be released. But first of all, we're looking forward to see the video for Let Go. That's gonna be online, I think, the next 2 or 3 weeks. So we're just running again, and that feels really, really nice. So I think we take one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And mostly we look forward to the next single coming out. And already now we know, probably know what the next single after that one is. So we're really excited to release music and show people that we're still here, still alive, mm-hmm. and that we still can play with the big guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys are becoming, you're going to become a big guy. You already are. Absolutely. So you said you were going to release 4 tracks a month or just every month, one a month?
Every fourth month.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be something that I'd like. Yeah, that's a cool rhythm.
Yeah, that's what, three a year? I think that's
exactly.
Good. Not inundating everybody, and that gives just enough for everybody to stick around.
Exactly. Every single song a chance also to evolve.
And is it all originals? Are you doing a lot of features? Are you having people featured on tracks? Are you doing remixes?
We're working on remixes too.
Okay.
Yeah. Next track is gonna be original without any feature, I guess.
Okay.
Might be that the next one after that one is a feature again. As mentioned earlier, we just do how we feel is right and how the song sounds best. And if we got the possibility, like for example with Kaiser, to have her on our track, we certainly take that chance.
Of course.
So we're really excited to see what's going on. I mean, we're already in October. Time flies. It's sick. Suddenly there's Christmas, and do you want to release music in December? And it's going so fast. The time is actually running too fast for how Corona evolves. It's like we think, okay, you really have to leave now, because time is flying, and suddenly we're in April again, and no one knows, are we back on festivals again? Or it's an uncertain time. Let's see.
I think too, with the pandemic, I mean, you guys have obviously been very productive, so that just makes the time go even faster. And you're cleaning up old contracts and labels and signing a new deal, and that's hectic. That's a lot of work, and it just, it takes a lot of phone calls and meetings, and then between writing new music and staying up to date, and it's like, oh, it's October already.
Yeah,
and
then, exactly. Christmas feels so weird. Yeah,
Christmas is right around the corner. But you guys, have you ever been to toured the States?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it's quite some years ago, but we've been in Oxford, Ohio. Was like a student party. That was really, really exciting. Chicago.
Okay.
But that's actually the two places that we've been touring in the States. Yeah.
Okay. And do you guys have any plans, so whenever that happens, to come back to the States?
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to do that. Got some possibilities, and also now with the new label, they see us over in the States and would like to have us playing more shows over there. Yeah, but as said, whenever there's a chance for us to just normally flying over to the States, we're gonna take it.
Yeah.
And yeah, crossing fingers that that's very soon, so we can be back on track and do what we love, because we're really missing this. I can tell you, me as a singer and as the face on stage, when you have been on tour for 10, 11 years straight every single weekend, and suddenly a virus pandemic says we just plug out here and stop for a while, I could feel it on my body, like mm-hmm. It's like 3 weeks depression almost, not mm-hmm. really knowing why do I feel that way, what's going on with me, but sure, if there's missing quite some stuff. Mm-hmm. People clapping hands and telling you you do a good job up there. Endorphins and adrenaline. It's a sick feeling. So it took mm-hmm. me some weeks to find like a state of mind that things were okay and that I will be okay again.
I went through that too. Like in the very couple first weeks, I like created this huge to-do list of, I'm like, oh, we're locked down, we can't go anywhere, I have to get all this stuff done now. A week or two after that, I realized like, oh, I'm burning myself out because there's nowhere to go. Like you can't escape from it. Like you can't go and see a show to get inspired, you know, to pull yourself away. You can't go to a restaurant and eat. You can't, it's like you're trapped. So I quickly learned that I'm like, I can't do that. And I backed off and just, you know, when I wanted to work on something, you just, you know, I got into a depressive state too. I think a lot of people did. And you know, you just work through it and keep your head up and
exactly
stay and positive. Wait, as painful as it is to wait.
Sit and wait. Yeah.
Sit and wait.
Yeah. Another day. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, there's only so many shows you can binge watch on Netflix. Or Hulu.
Yeah. And through all of them.
Yeah. For sure. So last kind of question before we wrap up, I'll let you go for the evening. And I got to start work here in about 45 minutes. But what's, I mean, for the music videos, are you guys doing a music video for each track and what is that like? Are these pre-recorded? Are they animations? Are they like in person? Like what's kind of that process like?
We were pretty busy when releasing Let Go. As mentioned, there was a lot of paperwork to do, and suddenly we got a release spot for Let Go. So we're like, we take this one, but we were not ready with the video. So we're like, okay, we're going to shoot this after. That's how we did it. Shot up here in Denmark. Beautiful, beautiful spots. It's going to be a really pretty video, I think. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to get this out, and that's what we like to do with the next tracks too. I think it belongs together, even though there's not that much like video TV any longer. It's for me, it's a package. As soon as there's a track and a video to it, I think people need it. And yeah, also for YouTube, I mean, there's a lot of views and streams going on YouTube too. It's a big platform. So that's our plan anyway, that we come with a video to every single song that we release from now. And I think that makes sense. I like it that way anyway.
Mm-hmm. And who are you? Do you guys have a lot of creative input for that? Or is it just kind of you kind of delegate that to a team?
Really had a lot of creative input. Yeah. Okay. Got a few treatments for Let Go and choose one of those. Really, really creative people that have been shooting Let Go, and as mentioned, nice pictures and beautiful spots that they spotted up here. And I can't wait to get this video out and see how it actually looks.
Okay. And are you guys in the videos, or do you just have kind of, do you let?
It's me that's in the video. Okay. Yeah. So the face of the project, still me. And the guys in the back, they like it that way, and I'm used to that way too. Sure. Yeah, I've been touring on my own the last 6 years now, so that's how it is.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I'm just it's always interesting to hear how the creative process is working especially now because of, you know, the pandemic and, you know, if people could meet up and all that stuff. So are you guys
thinking? Yeah, I mean, it was also difficult to shoot the video, you know,
right?
Because of social distancing and face mask, and you had to do all scenes with like kind of distance and weird. And it took longer time than it would if there wasn't a pandemic. And without face masks and with a lot of hugs and celebration when the video was wrapped. So we were like standing there like, woohoo, congratulations, well done. I would like to hug you now, but you can't do it. It's just weird.
And safety I'm looking first. Forward.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so much looking forward to all this is over. And I hope that it will be over at some point and have to stay positive. But it's a tough time,
and
I mean we're getting through this as a band, and I mean we also have income through royalties, for example, and the streams on Spotify and so on. But I can tell you, I have a lot of friends that only earn money when they are really have their feet on stage and when they play for another artist and play any instrument or do catering or do the lights and building stages and so on. I mean, some of my friends, they moved back to mom and dad and back into their room. And it's just weird. I mean, it has been really working for those guys the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And now they are fucked.
Yeah.
So it's a weird time. So let's get through this. Let's stay positive. And on the other side, we're going to kick ass.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot of musicians are releasing a lot of good music, and especially electronic artists. They can, you don't need anything more than a computer to write music. You don't like a live acoustic artist or a rock band. Yeah. A lot harder to write music in a computer than when you need a actual guitarist, a bassist, all that stuff.
Actually standing in front of a big stage again, like on any festival, and just having a good time, I can't wait. And I'm pretty sure people will cry tears just by the feeling that it's possible again to be back together and closing their eyes and enjoying music and just enjoying the moment.
Enjoying time with their friends and
food. Yeah, exactly. And exactly. It's there's so much focus on this now, and it's let's hope that it turns out in a good way, and people really enjoy their time even more after this.
And I mean, I can't wait till you guys come back to the States. I'm definitely gonna keep an eye out for that. Definitely got to get
looking forward. I will let you know as soon as I know more.
Absolutely. Whether that's 2 years from now or 6 months. I definitely. I mean, we don't see a lot of like Eurodance over here. It's just like even Cascada. I don't even know if they've ever been over here. Maybe once or twice, but
it's an okay long time ago. I think that they have been over.
It just doesn't hit over here that well. I know like Happy Hardcore is picking up with like Gammer and stuff, but just not quite the same, a little bit different for me. But
that's true.
Until then, I'll keep help paying your royalty checks by streaming.
Thank you so much.
Keep that food on the table. I'll keep streaming the music. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Well, this was such a great chat. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for being on the show. I'm so excited.
Thanks for having me, Lennon.
Got to connect. And for those who are listening, can you just let them know how they can keep up with you guys and follow all the great music that you're going to be releasing?
Yeah, absolutely. Surely on Spotify, surely on YouTube, as we talked about earlier, the new video is coming very, very soon. Instagram and Facebook and so on. So let's meet over there, and always ready for a chat. Absolutely.
Great. And I'll put all that in the show notes below so people can reach out and stay up to date with you guys. So
thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you so much again for being on the show. I look forward to hearing all the new music. Keep me posted on all that. And then when touring comes up, whenever that is.
We'll do that.
And stay safe out there, and have a good weekend.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.